Hey, you. Want access to exclusive secret ops intel? Check out the link in the description. Hello, secret ops listeners. Can you believe that we are halfway through 2024? It is shocking to me that it is July. So what this episode is going to be about is a very quick highlight of five things that I learned this year from different people that we've interviewed to hopefully help inspire you going into the second half of the year. All right, let's jump into those highlights. Prioritization over balance with Karen Rhodes.
I would encourage leaders and managers to change the term balance into the term prioritization, because there are times that in order for the business to be sustainable, or if they're going through a crisis or the industry is going through a transformation, there are going to be times that you're going to need to prioritize doing what it takes as a leader to get your team rallied around keeping the business afloat, sustainable, and successful.
How to practice saying no with Kim Minnick.
It doesn't feel good. I think it's a practice. Some gateway into it is yes, but not now, or I can do that, but I need to remove something else from my priorities. Can you help me? That way, like, look, I've got this list of things to do and I can fit this in, but something's got to drop.
Think about the big picture with the Katarina Curry.
With any operations leader, if you're not moving towards transform and you're not shifting that percentage, you're playing too small and you're actually not realizing the long-term opportunities. The goal for most operations leaders is to come in, put your feet on your desk, look at all of your awesome dashboards, eat pizza, and see where the problems are, and then just go and solve those problems and think about long-term. What are we doing? What are we not doing today that we should be doing for our clients, for our business, for our industry?
Zach Ratner on how leaders set the tone.
As the leader, the manager, you need to be willing to kind of go first and set that culture for your team. So we have this concept when a process is new, or we just launched a product, or we want to improve something. And we call it the gripe doc. Right when you finish something, we make a Google Doc called this product, this feature, whatever sucks because ... And we put bullet points in there. And what I do on my team is I will start those documents and I will list things that I personally contributed to. What I'm doing is I'm making it okay to acknowledge that. I'm going first and I'm like critiquing myself and putting myself out there, because I don't think anybody else would want to be that first person. Like, I'm just going to pick on this other person over here. And then you kind of like let it snowball. And then you say, okay, what are we going to do about it? And then you kind of prioritize what to do next. And the first few times we did it, it was super awkward. Like nobody wanted to say things. And then I found that going first bit is really key. So you're kind of setting a culture where it's okay to bring it up, but then we're going to collaborate and actually do something about it later.
Making room for you from Kate Parker.
Less people have it figured out than you think. I spent a lot of time in my early career assuming that everybody knew exactly, like there was some secret to business. I remember that so distinctly when I got to Google. I just assumed that everybody had it figured out, that these were the smartest people in the world. And like, I wish I had told myself, like, that's, you know, just double check that, because there's room for you. There's room for your creativity and your inspiration and the things that you're bringing to the table and the stupid questions, you know, going back to what we were talking about at the beginning. There's room for that. And I think if I had had that unlock a little bit earlier, that would have been fun.
Major thanks to all of our guests, not just from this year, but from previous years as well. We so appreciate you giving us your brains. We will resume our regularly scheduled program in a couple of weeks. But until then, go chill, hang out in the pool, and we will see you soon. Bye. Hey, listener. Do you want to be a top operator in business and in life? Well,
We at Secret Ops are here to help you do just that. Check out our monthly Secret Ops newsletter with exclusive intel just for you. From bonus content to secret resources, we've given you the VIP access. To sign up, check out the link in the description. And as always, thanks for listening.